Relief shown by many with the government reopening. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. That has been the story of the last couple of days now as the government reopened here officially on Thursday. Scott Vanderwall is the president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau Federation. He's also the vice president of the American Farm Bureau, and he's a farmer producer from Vogtle, South Dakota. He and I talked about the importance of the government reopening.
Well, we're really glad that they finally got it reopened because FSA and NRCS really provide a lot of services to agriculture. And, you know, we're toward the end of harvest here where we have to take our harvest reports in, work with crop insurance, those kinds of things. There are loan payments, loan applications that need to be dealt with, and the FSA people need to be there for that. And, of course, as we start looking at budgets for next year with higher input costs and low commodity prices, there's going to be more services needed by farmers from FSA as well. And in addition to that, for myself personally, we're starting to travel more now at the end of the year for Farm Bureau meetings, and disruptions in flight patterns wasn't going to be a good thing.
No, absolutely. You do have a chance to start taking that farmer-producer hat off and start putting the hat back on as a representative of the Farm Bureau. With that in mind, of course, you're talking about traveling. Coming up the 21st, 22nd, matter of fact, you guys will be having your state convention.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And again, that's the culmination of the year and the kickoff to the next year. And we'll have some opportunities for our members to learn things. We have our districts get together in caucus meetings. And then obviously the most important thing is our policy development process will wrap up there for the state. Counties have had meetings during the fall where they surface any ideas that people think should be in our policy book.
Again, their annual convention coming up here on Friday and Saturday. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.